You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
But I'm not. Yeah, good morning to you. Michael Francis McNamara, as my mother christened me. Lo, 60 years ago. Are you kidding me, man? I'm still not. Really? I'm like getting okay with it, but really? I look at that number, it's like, what? Every time I see it, like, are you kidding me? If you missed the conversation we had yesterday with retired Marine Sergeant Rob Jones, 31 marathons, 31 days. That's not even the story. Okay? That's not even the story, to be honest with you. You know, he's, when you hear him talk about his injuries and whatnot, he skews analytical, right? And, it's interesting because every story is very different, and his certainly no exception. And so, when you talk about his injury, you know, it almost, well, very quickly after it, you know, he starts talking analytical systems stuff, you know, that he knew that he could do. And you know, guys before him had done, and if he can do this, what can I do, and blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, interesting. But, you know, much like Charlie Linville, you know, and other veterans that you've seen do incredible physical feats, proving something to themselves, probably first and foremost, and then something to the rest of us. Third and second is, you know, a statement to other veterans that, you know, We can do things we never thought we can do. We're just going to have to do them different. So if you miss that, I would highly recommend it to you. All right, I would highly recommend it to you. And then if you're a social media person, the other thing I would do is I would blow that thing up. I would share. I'd tell a friend. That's right. I would tell a friend. So because it's one of those interviews that you get a chance to do here, and I'm a lucky guy because I get to, you know, meet guys like Rob and talk to him and get to know him a little bit, you know, and sit here and listen as they kind of tell their story. And so I would recommend that to you most enthusiastically. So, good morning to you here on a Thursday. We're going to switch gears. We're going to go like transgender all the time. That's right. All transgender all the time. Do a little education. Today we're going to talk to Alex Hollings. He's a new father. You know him as a reporter from Soft Rep, so he's going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on being a dad. We'll get his thoughts on the whole transgender thing, and see if he adds anything to the discussion and to our kind of discovery about the complexities of the issue. There isn't one size that fits everybody. That it's a term that encompasses a number of different people, and that's why. When you see some of the estimates in the DOD, like I saw one that said like 13,000, and I'm thinking, there's no way, right? There's absolutely positively no way. And, but again, the way they define it is you could be, you know, part of this, you know, part of the transgender group, but not want hormone therapy, not want to change your appearance, yet you could be part of that group. So hence the definition, and as you begin to footnote it, which I'm partial to, in case you haven't noticed. When I don't understand something, I don't immediately skew to the attack and how flawed it is. It's like, okay, is there something? I don't want to say I used to, but I think when you're younger and you're stupid, you a lot of times you'll go to the ready, fire, aim event, and then when you do that in public, what happens is you embarrass yourself. Not that I did that, but I probably saw others do it, and so because I'm not stupid, I saw that it happened in public, and I thought, you know, I probably don't want to have that happen to me. That looks embarrassing. And so, so at some point it registered through my thick head that, you know, that maybe you should engage your brain, as my mother used to say, before you engage your mouth. Think before you talk, I think, is another way of saying that, but that's not how it was communicated to me. So looking for footnotes is something that I'm partial to, so you could understand an argument, and then once you understand it, you kind of can go from there. The transgender thing. Because I know smart people who are involved in the Department of Defense, and they don't do stupid things. Yeah, they don't do stupid things. So then the question becomes, why are smart people that I know not doing stupid things, not doing things that I think are, you know, cut and dried? So for me, the whole widget thing is cut and dry. And so if it's cut and dried to me, then, and they don't think that, then there's a better indication of, yeah, Mac, you're stupid. You're like going down the wrong road. And so, you know, it's been actually, I would recommend it. It's been a lifelong, what was the other thing my mom told me? You know, what Lincoln's quote, a wise man learns from his own mistakes and a fool learns from somebody. No, a fool learns from his own mistakes and a wise man learns from somebody else's. Yeah. So I've kind of embraced that in my life. And I call that kind of being kindergarten smart. Like when you go to kindergarten, there's one kid back in the days when people used to flunk. You know, the kid who flunked kindergarten, like that guy, he's locked on to, and it was never a girl. It was always a guy. But he knew where everything was. He knew where to get the milk carton. He knew where to, you know, I always knew where the balls got stacked because I was pretty prominent and I'd locate that because I like to play. But he knew how to do stuff. He knew where to go to line up. He just like walked over and got in line. Then what's the next thing he did? Right? When the graham crackers and milk came, he knew where to go to get the graham crackers. He knew where to throw the stuff away. He knew where the napkins were. Guy's a genius in kindergarten, right? Well, how smart do you have to be to say, yeah, I'm just going to follow that dude around, do what he does, and I'll be pretty locked on? Well, I call it being kindergarten smart. So this I would lump under that. If you haven't figured this stuff out by the time you're an adult, that when things you don't understand ought to be footnoted before you light your yap off in public, then you are looking, my friends, to get a broke off in your ass in public, which is certainly not, if you're a serious professional, certainly something that you don't want to have happen often. So just some thoughts from my mom this morning. For your benefit, as we get going here on a Thursday, talking about the whole transgender thing. The and again, the official All-Marine Radio position relative to transgender is, if they can pass everything, then how do you bar them from service? What is the intellectual basis? Because we don't like their sexual preference. We don't like that somehow or other their wires are crossed and they feel like they're in the wrong body. Okay, well, I understand that. But if mentally they pass everything and physically they pass everything, then how in the United States do you bar them from service? You know, the same argument, you know, gets us to standards very quickly when we talk about, you know, about women, right? How in the United States do you bar them from competing for jobs in the combat arms? For the sake of camaraderie? Yeah, that argument's going nowhere. You know, the only argument you can make is standards. Anybody who meets these standards. And so that's what we kind of concentrate on. And I think that if the only definition of transgender was that somebody requiring surgical, because I think that's how most of us would define it, surgical treatment, because that's what they call it. So the dysphoria between your brain and your body, right? So one of the treatments for that is hormone replacement therapy and surgery. Okay, well, not everybody is, you know, does that, but that's one of the treatments prescribed. If you do that, then you cease to become a widget. Medically, you are beyond, I think, what we can support in an expeditionary environment. And you should not, I don't think we allow, you either meet our standards or you don't. You don't come in with a caveat that says, yeah, transgender, so can't be in the infantry, can't infantry, artillery, anything that is going to be expeditionary, can't do. So anyway, so just some thoughts on that. So we'll talk about that. We'll check the headlines. Yeah, Fox News reporting two police officers shot in North St. Louis. This goes to my little thing about the NFL. You take those millionaires that play in the NFL, who are part of the 1% that pays the majority of the taxes because they're in that earning category, those guys, you make them ride around with police officers for 3 nights and then do an interview with them. Okay? You make them do that, and they'll get out of their cars, and the first thing they're going to say is, look, I'm going to tell everybody something. I don't care what color you are. When the police show up, stop what you're doing, put your hands up in the air, and cooperate with them. Because I'll tell you what, the bullshit these guys put up with, and women, guys is generic here, the bullshit that these guys put up with, I would bust a cap in your ass long before these guys do. Because I'm going home. I'm going to go home and see my family tonight. You drunk, high, stupid, and everything else, all rolled into one? And I'm going to risk my life for that? You got to be crazy. That's what you hear from a player in the National Football League. I guarantee that. So, anyway, just a thought. Yeah, now two of them are shot today. What do we say to that? What say ye to that, NFL? Good for the good guys? No. Anyway, so, I don't know. Yeah, hello, good morning. All right. United States Marine Corps band makes Thursday official. Good Thursday to you. Thursday, dedicated to Rob Jones.
Can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
We just had a programming change. We're talking leadership today with Mike Etor. Yeah, Michael Leftwich trophy winner.
Oh.
Hollings rescheduled. Yeah, that was my fault. All right, we're going to check the weather real quick. Take a break, come back, check some news headlines. Christmas. 10 shopping days, and then a wake up. First Lady helping out with Toys for Tots. Love that. Yeah. Come on, Toys for Tots. She's a pretty good spokesman, man. First of all, I digress. Cloudy 42 in Quantico. Sunny 51 at Camp Lejeune. Sunny 51 in Granbury, Texas. Cloudy 34 in Montana. Sunny and 54 in 29 Palms. Camp Pendleton. Listen to this bit of craziness. Mostly sunny and 37 at Pendleton. Are you kidding me? Cloudy, dark and 62 in Okinawa. Marja. Clear, dark and 43 in Hellman Valley in the land of the poppy. And poppy, I don't mean like Hispanic daddy. Like Pedro Martinez said, I guess I'll just tip my cap and call the Yankees my daddy. And then he went out and blew him away. I didn't like him very much when he pitched. Anyway, sunny and 46 degrees in beautiful southern California. Looking for a high of 79 today. Yeah, it's been in the 80s out here. All right, we'll take a break. I have to unscrew my guest schedule. I hate when I do this. All right, more of All Marine Radio coming up next right here on the All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the group can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs at allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.